I said, it'll be totally non-commercial, no advertising, no fundraising, just strictly giving. And the owner said, you know, our country needs that. I own two television networks, and we're selling the smaller one. The big one has 10 cities, but we're selling the second one. And he said, our country needs that. I think it would be a real privilege to sell you the station. Tomorrow, we do business. So the next morning, I said, now what have I gotten myself into? We sat at that big board table, and I sat beside him, and he said, David, make me an offer. I said, do you mind if we kneel down for prayer first? Sure. And like good Catholic people, they knelt down, and they weren't used to praying before board meetings. And so we knelt down there, and I said, Lord, this is your station. This is your deal. Please be here at this table in the negotiation process so your name can be honored and glorified. Give us wisdom in this process. We sat down. Make me an offer, David. $1 million. I'm offering you $1 million for the six stations. $1 million? We weren't asking $1 million. We were asking $1.5 million. Well, your business manager told me $1 million. So he called the business manager in and said, did you tell him $1 million? Yes, sir. You know we've been asking for $1.5 million. Look at all the documents. In fact, the Vatican offered us $1 million and we didn't sell it to them. I found out later that the Vatican said, well, nobody else has money in Bolivia. We'll just wait. They'll have to sell it to us anyhow. But they never guessed that the poor Seventh-day Adventist church will slip in and buy it. And so it was $1.5 million. And so I went into kind of a crisis. Oh, Lord, what do I do? I came with a mindset of $1 million, and now you're telling me $1.5 million. What am I supposed to do? Lord, help me. What am I supposed to do? And the Holy Spirit said, David, you remember the 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Yeah. Do you think it would have mattered if there had been 5,000 men, 10,000 men, 20,000 men? You think everybody would have eaten? Yes. So what's the difference? $1 million and $1.5 million? You don't have anything. What's it to you? The miracle's the same to me. So I should buy it, Lord? I want access to those people. Of course you should buy it. Okay. I'll pay you $1.5 million. You will? You're not going to negotiate, argue with me, offer me less? I said, no, I want the station, I want the network, and so I'll take it. Man, you must be rich. You came down thinking $1 million and you just offer me $1.5 million, don't even blink an eye? I said, well, there is one thing we do need. Just before we came in here, I discovered you just bought a piece of property right next door that has buildings on it for offices, for studios and everything else. And I said, you paid $300,000 for that. I said, I don't have any offices. I don't have any infrastructure. Where am I going to put my station? I want you to throw that in. What? I just bought that for our network. Don't argue with me. I gave you $500,000 more than I thought without even blinking an eye. Now give me back $300,000 without blinking. He turned to his friend and he goes, this gringo. He really negotiates hard. Finally turned to me and says, okay, you can have it. Beautiful property. Just, I mean, half of a block. A small block, but 3 roads outside, and just, you know, just what we needed to have a place to work. So the next evening, we met to sign the documents at his house. We pulled in, it was a mansion, 2 big stairs that went up, and it was truly a presidential home. He owns half the country. He owns a chain of stores, he owns a chain of factories, he owns, you know, the biggest television network in the country, And when we started to sign, we sat with all his friends. He invited ministers in government and he invited senators and everything. They were all there. Well, David, since you all are buying us for the Adventist Church, what do Adventists believe anyhow? So we went through that. Interesting. And you know, David, I'm going to be running for vice president for the country here in a few weeks. Who do you think I should partner with? I'm looking for a partner. I have two presidential candidates that want me. Who do you think I should go with? I said, well, I don't know the people that you're going with, and I'm not qualified in politics, but I would say you should choose the one that's least corrupt. In fact, if they're both corrupt, run for president by yourself. He said, well, I'm not ready for that yet. I said, well, if they're both corrupt, I don't know. I don't even know who you're talking about, who's asking you to run with them. But I said, if they have a history of corruption, I think you ought to stand for what's right. And I think you'd be better off to run by yourself and find yourself another partner.